Hello and good morning. I thought I'd start this a few seconds early while Walter's joining us. Walter, you gonna say happy April Fool's Day? Yeah, he doesn't know what April Fool's Day or what time is or what dates are or what months are, but he's a good kitty. Yeah, happy April Fool's. Hopefully you're having a fun day. Hopefully if you are participating in any pranks that you're not actually hurting anyone, but just having good fun from your perspective and their perspective. And that's what I aimed for with Stonemaier Games this year. Let me get Walter off the table here so he won't keep shaking. You want to say goodbye, Walter? Here, he'll hang out for a minute. But yeah, I hope you're all doing well. I know I normally don't do live casts on Mondays, but I thought I'd send this month's Stonemaier newsletter on Monday since it's April Fool's, and we do have an April Fool's treat today. And I'll be here on Wednesday as usual as well, but I figured I'd hang out for 20, 30 minutes today and just see how you're doing. If you had a good weekend, talk about some Stonemaier Games news and the newsletter. And I guess hang out with Walter as long as he wants to hang out here. He's being pretty good right now. So our April Fool's treat this year began yesterday when I posted my favorite video or my favorite Wormspan memes when we announced Wormspan back in what late February or late January, early February. A bunch of people got really creative with other games that could have the span extension after them, including. Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but there was a top 10 video you could check out here. I'll show you on my other screen. Here's the other screen here. Looks like this. You can click it in the newsletter and go over to my top 10 favorite Wormspan memes. I had an honorable mention list of some really clever wordplay, but the main video, or the meat of the video features images that people created to for pretend Wormspan boxes or blank span boxes. So I really enjoyed seeing those. Yeah, so that was part of it. That was what I did yesterday. And along with that, I announced, including today, I announced our real April Fool's treat of the day, which is our chocolate of the day. And I actually have here, I'll pull these, I can show you on the screen here, but I actually have the real chocolate of the day here. So we worked with a local chocolatier, Crown Candy Kitchen, to make these chocolate bars. And let me pull one out so I can show you. Because we created custom, did I open up any of these? We created custom chocolate of the day chocolate bars. Because if you follow these live casts, you probably know that I always have a chocolate of the day. And just, you know, because I love chocolate and I like talking about little indulgences within moderation. Yeah, so here's the chocolate bar right here. It has the same logo that I have on my shirt here, the Stonemaier Games cat-eared April Fool's logo, and it says chocolate of the day. So it's a pretty hearty, I mean, this isn't a, you can tell from my hands, this isn't a giant chocolate bar, but they come in either packs of four or eight from this chocolatier. And you can add other things that the chocolatier makes if you want more chocolate from them. We did work with them yesterday, kind of at the last minute, to arrange flat rate shipping throughout the US. So there's shipping for essentially $10 anywhere in the US. Let me see if I can get the focus to come back here. How do we do this? But yeah, so we have flat rate shipping now available, or not, we don't, we do. Crown Candy Kitchen has flat rate shipping back. So I hopefully the Zoom will refocus in a minute. But yeah, we have these chocolate bars. It comes in four different colored boxes. You'll get a, if you get a pack of four, you'll get one of each color, or you should. And that way, the next time I do a chocolate of the day, you can join the chocolate of the day with one of these treats, or you can share them at your game night, or you can have them in the afternoon whenever you want a little bit of chocolate. Yeah, I think they did a really neat job with it. It's something we've been thinking about for years, but we didn't quite know how to do it because we are not a food manufacturer. I don't think we're even licensed to ship food. And so we had to find a way to do it. And we found a local chocolatier who was willing to work with us and make that happen. So if you're interested, check out the newsletter. And if you're in the US, unfortunately, they don't ship internationally, which I know many of our followers, our customers are not in the US. So I'm sorry about that. But if you are in the US, you can go check out Crown Candy Kitchen for the chocolate of the day. It's all milk chocolate, all creamy milk chocolate. And yeah, I don't know, just a fun little treat. So, and this is real, like anything that we do on April Fool's Day. This is not a joke. This is a real thing that you can go get right now if you're interested. Garrett says, are there any golden tickets in them for an invitation to tour your factory? That would be a fun idea, Garrett. I like that. Do a golden ticket. Our factory is in China. It's in Shenzhen. So it would be quite a trip to go there. But Panda has invited me to do a tour of the factory. So maybe someday someone else will get to take a tour of the factory with me at the same time that I experience it myself. Mega Blue says that Crown Candy, oh, I need to remember to put the comments on the screen. Crown Candy is outstanding. Now, Crown Candy isn't just known for their chocolate, but they're also known for their milkshakes, their food. It's an old St. Louis establishment that's been around for a long time, and they just make good food. So yeah, I'm glad you enjoy it too, Jeff. Karel is enjoying a delicious piece of Belgian chocolate as we speak. That's a great treat of the day. Karel was one of the biggest helpers at Essen Spiel this past year, and he sent some of my coworkers home with some delicious Belgian chocolate that I got to enjoy. Of course, I've long since eaten all of that chocolate, but I'm jealous of your Belgian chocolate, Karel. But I do plan on enjoying. I'll open one of these. I guess one of them looks like it did break. Which one broke? The red one broke. Well, you can't really tell. One of them broke a few minutes ago when I tried to open it up. So I'll eat the broken one today as my chocolate of the day. Ray says, is there a chocolatier version of viticulture coming out when? I know this is a joke question, but I did legitimately, because of my love of chocolate, I considered making a version of viticulture that had a chocolate theme. That used similar mechanisms, probably worker placement with, passive income, some form of visitor card. So not a reskin, but a familiar version of viticulture with chocolate. But there have been quite a few chocolate themed games that have come out that have maybe not done extremely well, but I think they're pretty solid games, including Chocolate Factory. And so I haven't pursued that, but I did consider it for a little while. Chad says that he just watched Wonka, the new movie with Timothy Chalamet, this weekend after hearing some of the music, and it was really great. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Chad. Yeah, we watched it a few weekends ago as well, and really did enjoy it. It's on HBO Max right now here in the US. Keith says, am I a fan of dark chocolate? I am. And Crown Candy gave us the option of making milk or dark chocolate bars. I decided to go with milk because my perception is that more people like milk than dark. I like both. I like a mix of the two. But I do like dark chocolate and milk chocolate. I like both. I like white chocolate in some forms. I don't get as excited about milk chocolate or white chocolate as I do milk chocolate and dark chocolate. I think the ideal percentage for me for chocolate is somewhere between 40 and 60%. That's my ideal range. And I tried to get Crown Candy Kitchen to tell me what percentage their milk chocolate was, and they couldn't tell me. So I don't know what it is. I would guess that it's in the 30 to 40% range is my guess for this milk chocolate. Julia says, could there be a legacy style game where you eat the chocolate as the game progresses? If we could be a chocolate manufacturer, I think that would be really neat. I did see a joke. In fact, I'm very curious. Are any of you seeing fun board game related April Fool's jokes or pranks today? And one of them that I did see was about New York Slice, New York Slice Legacy Edition, which is just the idea that you order a giant pizza and you end up dividing it up New York Slice style. It's a really good I cut you choose game, and I can definitely see that working with pizza. So that was a fun little joke that I saw today, but I'm sure there are others happening that I'm not aware of yet. I'm gonna look at what else has happened in the newsletter. So the main news obviously today is April Fool's chocolate of the day and the Wormspan memes. I also talked about how Wormspan had its retail release date on the 29th. So you can go to your local retailer, your local Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble has done a lot of great advertising for it over the last few days. It is available now from retailers worldwide, at least the English version. I think some other languages are also available. We are only in charge of the English version. But yeah, you can get Wormspan from your local retailer right now if you'd like. Also, if you are looking for art prints, there are prints available from Wingspan and Wormspan, different artists, from Natalia for Wingspan and from Clementine for Wormspan. Omega Blue says, too bad that Crown Candy Kitchen couldn't ship a Stillmeyer classic chocolate shake. That would be very good. That would be an impressive April Fool's achievement if they can ship a chocolate shake. Dominic says, I saw Dragon Shuffle. Oh, is that like Truffle Shuffle, but with dragons? Damon J says, we use chocolate eggs when we play Wingspan. Spend an egg and eat it then. Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons that a few years ago we did little chocolate, brown plastic containers for you to keep your chocolate eggs in to separate them from the real eggs in Wingspan so you don't accidentally eat them. Another real product that we sold on our web store. I think we made too many of those because we still have those on our web store today. Let's see if I can pull up some of those. Yeah, here's the full list of April Fool's products. Let's go check that out. There we go. Okay, so yeah, so here's this year's is the chocolate of the day. This is our April Fool's page on our web store or website. Last year we did the shirt that I'm wearing right now, the April Fool's cat ear t-shirt. And we had some sillier, well, we had some cat themed slash sillier Rolling Realms, all legitimate promo realms from Rolling Realms. The year before we did disc golf discs, and we've continued to work with Innova to make new disc golf discs for each of our games. I did some videos from past years. Here's 2020. We did the containers for Wingspan or any game, but Wingspan in particular for keeping candy eggs in the container, separating them from the normal eggs. And we also kind of poked fun at ourselves and some of the small font in the first printing of Between Two Castles and Magic and Ludwig, where we sold a magnifying glass to help you see that text a little bit better. And I think that was the first year we did real products for April Fool's Day. I'm sorry, I'm blocking this with a comment. Sorry about that. So yeah, here are the cases, the magnifying glass, the disc golf discs, promo realms, the t-shirt, all the way back up to the chocolate. Monkey Butler says, the chocolate fanatics will beat you down with white chocolate not being chocolate. Totally fair. Yeah, absolutely. Because the world is short on the real crisis. I've actually heard that chocolate prices are going up right now due to, actually, I didn't read the article. I just read one of those things where I just read the headlines. I was like, okay, I'm going to keep buying chocolate anyway, but I hope everything's okay. Blake says, you love chocolate and there's a disturbing lack of Willy Wonka board games. So my name is Willy Wonka, worker placement when? I guess that could be tied to the chocolate version of viticulture. Right? Wonka culture version of viticulture. Carell says, I'm creating a board game where you must free card slots before you can play cards. In my prototype, the unavailable card slots are covered with chocolates and people can eat them when they free them. That's nice. Nice little thematic touch there. I bet you get plenty of playtesters to sign up for that game, Carell. Julia is also mentioning the chocolate Stonemaier Games containers that I showed you a second ago. Julio says, I beat you to it. Yeah. And Dominic clarifies, yeah, the Dragon Shuffle is a new version of Forest Shuffle. Julie says, I saw in the Wingspan group, I saw fictional frog mouth cards from around the world for April Fool's Day. Were those created by Travis? Travis loves his frog mouth birds. I wonder if we'll get more of them in future Wingspan expansions. I don't know if there are frog mouths in Antarctica, Africa, and South America. Travis would know that. Yeah, did you all play any fun games this weekend? I played, Julie clarifies it was by Travis. I actually had a fun non-gaming experience, a couple of fun non-gaming experiences this past weekend where we had Cookbook Club on Saturday. That's when we all pick a cookbook together. We choose one cookbook and we each choose a recipe or recipes from that cookbook. This time we chose a Star Wars themed cookbook and I made some, roasted cauliflower and I made a sherbet cocktail. I made a non-alcoholic version and an alcoholic version of this sherbet cocktail. There was a lot of good food at the table, surprisingly good for a Star Wars themed cookbook. And I also, on Saturday morning, I went to a farm called Grand Army Farm, which is not military associated. It just happens to be the name of the road that the farm is located on. They were one of my favorite stands at the Tower Grove Farmers Market, where I go every week if I can to get their eggs, primarily their eggs. They do have meat as well, but I don't eat the meat that they make. But they have eggs and really, really good Vietnamese coffee. And they had an open farm day where you go and hang out with all these cute baby animals at their farm. They have so many animals at their farm, including Angora rabbits, baby lambs, baby sheep, baby chickens, baby quail, some big dogs, some big sheep. I don't have photos to share with you right now, but I'll post them on Instagram soon. because we had a wonderful time. And it was a good reminder to me that I want to, if I can, I'd like to more often go to the places where my food comes from. There's so much separation between me and my food. And I'm fortunate, at least with the local farmers markets, that I can go to those farms when they host open houses like this to see where the food comes from and how they make it. Not to judge it, but just to, you know, make that connection between how food is made and you know, how it gets from farm to table, essentially. So that was a really neat experience. I had a good time doing it. Megan had a good time. We invited some friends and their kids to go have fun with baby animals. And it was really cute seeing Megan hold all these tiny baby birds, which she enjoys doing. Mark says the chocolate bars look scrumptious. Hopefully it is still available when I visit the U.S. in the distant future. Hopefully they are, Mark. And if not, well, I know these chocolate bars will only be available for a few days this week. But Crown Candy has been here for a long time, and I'm sure they'll be here for a long time. It's a fun place to visit if you come to St. Louis. Talking about games played this weekend, the Duke of Fall mentioned Animal Upon Animal. Good game that is fun for kids and adults. Garrett says his whole family got together yesterday at the house to cook up a giant brunch. Chaotic, but a blast. That's great. Hopefully people had some fun with some big meals this weekend, like the cookbook club that I went to. Julio played Teotihuacan. Reminded me of Apiary. Yeah, I've compared that game to Apiary in terms of a little bit of the leveling up of the workers as you play. It has a similar, it's executed differently, but it has a similar feeling when you're playing the game. Yvonne has Darwin's Journey to set up and close to play for the first time. A lot to digest. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot going on in that game. I've only played it once so far, and I had a lot of fun upgrading my workers in the game. Mega Blue is playing some Tapestry for the first time. Oh, welcome to Tapestry then. Ian, thanks for teaching Jeff how to play. Julie says her son likes outer space, so she played her son's new game, Galaxy Trucker. He loves building the spaceship and seeing what chaos comes afterwards. It's been a long time since I last played Galaxy Trucker, but I can see that being a lot of fun, especially for kids. But adults, too. Yeah, it's a fun game all around. I mentioned going to a farm day. James says that he did something similar a few weeks ago. He went to Catskill Animal Sanctuary just north of New York City. They rescue sick and abandoned farm animals. That's wonderful to go to kind of a rescue ranch. Yeah, that's really, really great. Ours was, I would say, not a traditional farm, but they weren't rescuing animals. They're breeding some animals and not breeding others. But yeah, that's great that you got to go see that, James. That's really neat. The games that I played, I didn't play any games over the weekend. But last week, I did play Stone Spire Architects, the new game from Thunderworks Games. Really enjoyed that. You're building, it's a little bit like the original Boss Monster, but with no take that. It's a drafting game where you're building a dungeon. I played 11Z's, the Guilty Party game, a little bit of a hidden interaction style game. Played Leaf, a really clever tile placement game where the tiles look like leaves. They aren't a traditional like hex shape or square shape for tiles. They're leaves falling on the forest floor. Thank you to Susanna for teaching that. And we played Red Rising. I haven't played Red Rising in a while, but it was a good reminder to me of how much I really do like Red Rising. I know I'm the co-designer of it, but you know, I make the games that I love and I really enjoy playing it. So we played Red Rising last week. I got to mention that on Instagram as well. Oh, let's say I skipped over a few things. I'll come back. Garrett says he's been playing a lot of Super Mega Lucky Box on Board Game Arena. Never played it before this last week, but it's a great async game to play. You know, I don't think I realized it was on Board Game Arena, but I need to play it there because I really enjoyed my in-person play with that. With Susanna, actually, was when I played that. And Susanna says that she got to play Wormspan with her husband, Joe, and her cat this past weekend. That's great, Susanna. Ian says, getting closer to beating Wormspan Altama on level 3. So close there, Ian, 92 to 93. You'll get it. Let us know when you get it. And Dominic played Dune Imperium for the first time. He says, it was a good learning game, and I learned to go for the third worker instead of the council first. This leads me to a little question here, Dominic, or a few of you are mentioning that you're learning games. And I'm working on a game right now where I'm debating whether or not to put a tutorial in it. Like, I'm writing the rule book right now, and part of me wants to put a tutorial in it. Part of me doesn't know if it needs it because the rule set is is pretty streamlined what you actually need to know to play. Like what I'm realizing that what I would put in the tutorial is essentially what I would put in the rule book. So I'm debating it. So I'm curious if you've had any, when do you look for a tutorial in a game? When do you really hope that a tutorial is there? Is it when there's a really long, complicated rule book where you don't need to know all the rules up front, but you'd like to start taking turns? When do you appreciate that tabletop games have tutorials? Well, Joshua went all in for the chocolates. He says, there's so many chocolates I wanted to try that I ended up spending $100 at Crown Candy Kitchen. And yeah, that is true. Yeah, in addition to getting, I'll show you over here, in addition to getting the Stomar Games Chocolate of the Day bar, there's lots of other delicious chocolates that that have many more varied flavors and things that you can get from Crown Candy Kitchen. And I do want to make clear that you're not benefiting Stonemaier Games in buying the chocolate, which is totally fine. There are many other companies that I think are worth supporting, including local longstanding businesses like Crown Candy Kitchen. But I just want to let you know that, just so it's clear, that it is completely separate from Stonemaier Games. We also intentionally didn't take any royalties or cut of any profits from the chocolate bars that they're selling, just because we wanted to keep the price as low as possible for you. So, but have fun with it. Enjoy the chocolate. It really is delicious chocolate. And Joshua, I'm glad you found some chocolate that you're excited about there. Ray taught his 8-year-old cousin how to play cribbage yesterday, and she beat him in her very first game. That's awesome. That's really cool that she picked it up so fast, Ray. That's great. Mega Blue says, introduce That's Not a Hat to his extended family yesterday. I had a great time. That is a great family game. I might need to pick that up for my family reunion this summer so I could see them really enjoying that game. Hey, Tim is popping in to say hi. I don't normally get to see Tim here. Long time no see, Tim. I hope you're doing well. Good to see you here on Monday. I know I'm not usually here on Monday either, so maybe some people who normally can't attend are popping in to say hi. Joshua's played, or picked up, not played, Frosthaven, Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies, and the latest Arnak expansion from PAX East last weekend. And Inventions, Evolution of Ideas also arrived this weekend. Nice. Big weekend of receiving games there. Susanna says, Red Rising was super enjoyable, and I thought it was neat how close the scores were. We had some very close scores. I think three of us were separated by 8 points, maybe. Very, very close game with very different strategies as well. Yeah. Great to play with you, Susanna. Romaine says, I saw on the update that the Expeditions expansion was on freight shipping. Can you provide us when the pre-order will be? I can't say that yet, not because I'm withholding information, but because I don't know yet. A lot can still happen during the freight shipping process. But freight shipping usually means we're kind of within a 3-month range of when the pre-order will happen. Usually. A lot of other factors can change that, but that is typically what happens with when we get that. Mark also has a question about things that are upcoming. Are we getting new promo realms soon? I have not announced the next time that we'll have promo realms, but as you know, Mark, I usually announce them a few weeks in advance on a live stream. And so you'll know in advance when I have new promo realms coming out in the near future. I look forward to revealing the next batch. Trishul says, love playing Viticulture on Board Game Arena after many years, and I'm looking forward to trying the Special Workers module from Tuscany soon with a physical copy. Did I hear that a new chocolate retheme is coming? No, there's no chocolate retheme of Viticulture. It's just, I was referencing earlier, someone made a joke about a chocolate-themed Viticulture, and I said that there was a time when I was thinking about it, but I have not pursued that idea. So about tutorials, Boro says, tutorial only if rules are very complicated. They go on to say that for games like the ones that Stonewire makes, usually tutorials are not needed. Ian says that he likes tutorials on every game. Anything that will help me get the game started, I'm good with. I can see both sides of this. Complicated, but also anything to get the game to the table, I think it can be very helpful. James says, I like a tutorial when there are different actions you can select on a turn, and some of the actions are easier to explain by walking a player through them. This is kind of what we do in the Wingspan Swift Start Guide. Gary says, I think it depends on the style of game. If it's super complicated, a tutorial might be helpful, but if the rules are very streamlined, it may not be necessary. Also, if the game is very unique, doing some non-traditional things, a tutorial explaining how to interact with the game systems effectively can be helpful. I like that, Garrett. Julie says, I look for a tutorial when it's a complex game or when you have a lot of choices. My preference is for diced tutorials because the animation along with the rules is very helpful. And yeah, actually that's impacting me a little bit too, Julie. Do I invest my time in making a tutorial or do I invest in diced to make the tutorial for us? I can see, you know, both are pretty viable options these days because diced does a good job with that. Ray says, most of the people I play with like to learn while playing. I'm definitely that type of player. So a kind of guided play experience tutorial like Wingspan has been super valuable for those sorts of teaches. So basically any game more complex than, say, Sushi Go, I have a tutorial for the teach. And that is actually, that's a good point, Ray. So there's tutorials that teach you how to play for the first time, but there's also tutorials that help you teach the game to other players after you know how to play. Sometimes they have overlap in how they're used, and sometimes they're you almost have to design one or the other, or one and the other. But that's a great point. Good way to think about that. Tim says that he's really been enjoying Dune Imperium. He's currently reading the books as well. He's looking forward to Geekway to the West next month. Yeah, we're in April now, so next month is May. Geekway is coming up in just a month and a half now. Tim is going to be there all 4 days this year. That's awesome, Tim. I hope we get the chance to play a game. I really enjoyed playing Mosaic with you last year, and hopefully we can have a fun game together this year as well. I have not put together my list of games that I really want to play at Geekway for the first time yet, but I've been crafting that list over time. Dominic, who inspired this question a little bit, says, I think I would have liked a learn to play or tips for Dune Imperium. It's due to me approaching the game more as a deck builder instead of worker placement. I appreciate multiple ways to learn. That's a good point too. Yeah. While it does take more of an investment to create and print a tutorial, giving players that option can be pretty good. You know, people learn in different ways. I like the way you said that, Dominic. Julio says, when I watch a tutorial, then read the rules, then I watch the video again. It helps iron out things that confuse me upon the first watch. And yeah, there's another kind of piggybacking off what Dominic said about different ways to learn. I often do that too. I mix up the order of when I watch the video and read the rules. I think usually I watch the video first and then I sit down to read the rules. The video kind of gives me a visual context for the game, and then I use the rule book. Duke of Falls says, I prefer example turns over tutorials, but I understand the need for them. That's a great point, too. Instead of making a tutorial, I can just have a really robust sample turn or a few different really robust sample turns to explain what a turn looks like. I think that can be really helpful. Dune says, Dominic repeats that about Dune. What else is going on? I think I've covered all the things. This was intended to be just a short little live cast today. I see Alan and George popping in to say hi as well. I'll do the full live cast this week as normal on Wednesday. But yeah, I just wanted to show you what we were doing for April Fools, including the chocolate of the day for U.S. shipping, U.S. flat rate shipping of $10 from Crown Candy Kitchen here in St. Louis, a longstanding chocolate and milkshake and lunch company. They make a lot of good food. For us, they're making chocolate of the day. They also have a lot of other delicious chocolate treats that you can get on their web store if you're interested. Some of you might be chocolated out after Easter, but there's always room for more chocolate in my life, at least. So yeah, I have my chocolate of the day bars right here. And then if you are new to our April Fool's traditions at Stonemaier Games, you can check out our web store and see, like, we still have some cat ear t-shirts, which is the shirt that I'm wearing right now. We have those. We have Rolling Realms from last year. We have Disc Golf Disc from 2022. We have the candy egg cases. I think those are still left on some of the web stores. I think we're out of the magnifying glasses on most web stores, though. But yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful April Fool's. Let me see if there are any other comments before I wrap up this short live cast. Oh, Hilda says, over the last month or so, we taught our copy of Wormstand to 5 different groups of friends, and everyone has really loved the suggested first turn card. Super helpful and able to start playing really quickly. I really like that, Hilda. Yeah, I think it can be really helpful in a game that gives you a lot of options to give you those little nudges, and you don't have to follow them. In the Wingspan Smith Start Guide, you have to follow the actions, basically. But in Wormspan, we gave players a little bit more leniency, and we said, you know, here's some ideas, some things to think about on your first few turns. I like that approach, too. Chet says, what was the conversation like asking the Chocolatiers to join forces? Must have been an odd request for them. A little bit, yeah. But I think they were up for doing it because this is a company that does make custom chocolate bars for, I think, often like corporate events. And so making a custom chocolate bar wasn't new to them. They just needed the mold from us to actually make the chocolate. So they were it wasn't all that odd for them, just surprisingly. It would be just a little bit. All right, I'm gonna take a break for now and do some other things, take a lunch break, and also have some chocolate of the day, of course. But I hope you have a wonderful April Fool's, and thank you for joining me today for this short little live cast. Again, I'll be back on Wednesday for the full live cast. And of course, you can check out the full e-newsletter. I didn't go through the full e-newsletter here, but there's other stuff in the new. Oh, I did. I'm not on the e-newsletter anymore. Here's the newsletter. You can check out the full newsletter over here, Beyond the Chocolate of the Day. I talked about a few different updates, the progress chart over here, and all the regular stuff that I put in the newsletter. That's all there if you want to check it out, click on some of those links, whatever you are up for today. Have a great day, great Monday, and I will see you on Wednesday. Take care.